I mean, I don't know what his reach is, but it's got to be Condor level.
That is four steals for Murray, 18 points, and he nearly got another one. And now Zion will poke it away.
Big boy.
360.
Yes, sir.
Left hand punch. It started with DeJounte. Zion finished it off.
Ball up top.
Oh, we've been waiting for that for 2 months.
Yes, indeed. Todd Graffinini and John DeSazer on the call. Pelicans taking on the Timberwolves last night. They lose the game 104-97, but man, oh man, it was great to see a slimmed down Zion Williamson on the court. Had a great night. Scored 22 points in his first game back since November the 6th. Unfortunately, though, Charlie, we will not be seeing him this evening. Won't be playing game two of a back-to-back against Portland this evening. But overall, was, like I said, great to see him in action again. I know the crowd was really into it. Unfortunately, the team just couldn't pull out the victory, though, in the end.
Yeah, three-point shooting last night, Steve, was no good. And so
CJ disappeared, too.
Yeah, but CJ, you know, he's been kind of carrying the load offensively for a while now. So the fact that he had a poor shooting night, Antonio Daniels said it at the very end, he had an off night, and that's what happened. You know, it's not anything to be panicked over or anything like that. And CJ's been great for this team. So, you know, the 1 of 14, 1 of 7 from three last night, unfortunate. Ouch, right. And it really hurt them, obviously, in the 7-point loss to Minnesota, where, I mean, Steve, they fought back in that game. Like, they got off to a terrible start.
Awful.
Came all the way back, kind of, you know, battled throughout. And then about midway through the third quarter, this is kind of how Graf described it, that they just couldn't get enough offense to break through, right? And really kind of take control of the game. So they did make a late push, but they fall short 104-97 against Minnesota, breaking their little two-game winning streak. However, they are favorite tonight against Portland, even without Zion, Trey Murphy. DeJounte's questionable, but he's probably going to go. We're not exactly sure just yet. We haven't heard any reports about his availability for tonight. But the Pelicans are still 1.5 favorites over Portland, so it's, you know, that's a little bit enticing.
When we got Ollie on yesterday, he got a little ahead of ourselves thinking about a four-game win streak.
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw it kind of line up, right? If they could pick up a win with Zion's return against a good but not great Minnesota team, then you were staring at a potential for a four-game winning streak because you're playing Portland, who's 12-23 right now, and I think in 12th place in the Western Conference. So Portland's not very good. Minnesota is okay. So if you could have picked up that win against Minnesota, that's when you were looking at a potential four-game winning streak. Instead, now you're just looking to bounce back after last night's loss.
Hopefully they can do that. We got a 7 o'clock tip-off coming up on WWL AM-FM. Also, pregame coverage starting 6:30 on both stations. Zion Williamson spoke after the game, talked about his conditioning, and even was asked about not, you know, being available for back-to-back, saying basically that's up to the medical staff. They did not think it was appropriate for to put him out there, and I think they're going to be kind of cautious with him throughout the season, and maybe we don't see him necessarily in these back-to-back games throughout the year.
It's kind of the load management thing that everyone hates, and NBA fans hate, myself included, but they just don't want him to risk getting hurt on a short night back-to-back. Like when you have to play one game one night and then you turn around 24 hours later, have to play another game. That's what they're concerned that potentially that might be too much on his, you know, lower body, his hamstrings specifically. So
he's just 24 though.
I know. But I mean, the hamstring issues have bothered him.
I know
him
the history of injury,
year.
You have to be, you know, treat it with kid gloves.
It's the case of better be safe than sorry with Zion. And I understand it. I mean, I'm not happy that he's not going to be playing tonight. I know a lot of Pelicans fans aren't either. But you know, he'll play on Friday in all likelihood. So you're playing a bad Portland team and hopefully you can beat them without him. But, you know, I know everyone wanted to see him in the Smithy King Center tonight again.
Like I said, Zion spoke after the game. So let's hear from Z and what he had to say yesterday.
For you, I mean, you talked about this early in the season, but what's the key for you just staying on the court, making sure you can, you know, address some of the things that kept you off the court in the past and making sure you can kind of build on this?
Just keep learning more and more about my body, how my body reacts to certain things, working with the team and, you know, just talking it through.
There's been so many conversations while you were out about you, about status of the team, about all these things.
What were they saying about me?
About whether or not you were up for trades, whether or not, you know, how you were attacking rehab, all those things.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about?
Like what they were saying? What were they saying? Like what they were saying about me?
If you're talking about trade speculation, I would say I think
it's whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. I would say it was premature. I said we hadn't seen what you could do this year with this group. That's what we. I think we're all at the point, considering where the record is now. That's the main thing. The rest of the way is to see how you're doing and what your future is in New Orleans.
I respect honesty. At the end of the day, you control the things you can control and accept the things you can't. As a professional, only thing I can do is come into work every day, work hard, and have fun. At the end of the day, like, get to play basketball for a living. I love hooping. So, you know, me and DeJounte talk about it a lot, not taking this for granted. So, you know, just have fun and work hard.
DeJounte said you did attack the rehab, and that's something that a lot of guys said, that you had attacked rehab. Do you feel like... in this year, and you've been through rehab so many times in your short career at this point, do you feel like you approached it differently this time? Do you feel like you're in a different place? Because we talked about this before the season. You're not, you know, that's the same thing. Did you feel like now you could focus on things better, that you were more mature in how you approach basketball? Did you see that for yourself during this time away? And did you notice for yourself, hey, I'm different. I'm not the rookie I was. I'm a professional basketball player now.
Just part of growing up, like I said, just being a professional. And as far as this rehab, you know, me and the Pels, we worked really hard during this rehab. The focus I had during this rehab was a bit more extreme. That's why, like I said, my legs are already under me. I feel like I didn't even miss a beat, but gained a beat. And now it's just, I don't have to worry about trying to find a rhythm. Like I said, over the course of 3 to 5 games, just kind of there and figure out those X's and O's and just learn from it. And hopefully win some games off it.
Do you think that, you know, the rehab was more extreme and you feel like your legs are more under you now? Do you think the fact that you've attacked it in the past and you're kind of more conditioned to attacking rehab has kind of helped you be able to attack it as, quote unquote, extreme, as you said?
The past rehabs, even though I had a re-aggravation in one of them, you know, they were good, but this one was, we just found different ways to work and not just kind of be stagnant. Even before I was running, the conditioning that the team had me doing was a lot, but it was always good work. And week by week, I could just feel the progression. So when I say extreme, like we put a lot of work in.
You just heard Zion Williamson after his 22-point, 6-rebound, 4-assist, 3-steal night in his return to the Pels lineup. Unfortunately, will not be playing for the Pels tonight when they take on the Portland Trail Blazers. We're going to take a break, come back as we get ready for Pelicans pregame coverage, and hear what head coach Willie Green had to say as the Birds get ready to take on the Blazers tonight at 7 right here on WWL. Be back after this.
Hey, Coach, without Zion and Trey in the game tonight, how important is it for the bench to get going, and how can they do that to be that offensive boost?
Yeah, it's much of what we've discussed when we talk about the margins. You know, we want our team to go out and play disciplined, play loose, play fast. But the key is going to be the discipline part. Can we do all of those things and take care of basketball? Can we do all of those things and, you know, execute the game plan on both ends of the floor? And, you know, those are going to be the keys for us tonight.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. That's Pelicans head coach Willie Green talking about the availability of, or non-availability of, Zion Williamson this evening, and also Trey Murphy, who's dealing with an injured ankle. Good news is that DeJounte Murray, who is questionable for today's game, is available tonight to take on Portland, so they won't be as shorthanded as you might have thought.
It was like a 1-2 punch last night, really, against Minnesota. It was DeJounte and Zion.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting DeJounte back, yes, he's had issues at times with the turnovers. It feels like DeJounte's really quickly become an X factor for this team. Just looking at how many turnovers he's had in their losses versus how many assists he's had in their wins.
Yeah.
Look at those back-to-back games against the Wizards, right? I mean, he went back-to-back 12 assists in both those matchups. If he's dishing out assists and limiting those turnovers, starting point guard, that's exactly what you want to see from him. I mean, the Pelicans are in good shape offensively, so that's kind of what you're hoping to see from him tonight. Hopefully CJ bounces back from his off night last night.
That's definitely key for sure.
And that backcourt can kind of carry the offensive load without Zion or Trey available.
Closing out this edition of Sports Talk, getting ready for Pelicans pregame coverage coming up, leading up to tip-off at 7 o'clock. Remind everybody, the investigation into the deadly terror attack on Bourbon Street continues. The FBI received hundreds of tips, but they still need your help. If you've encountered the murderer anywhere during the visits to New Orleans or on the fateful day, the FBI needs to talk to you. Please call 1-800-CALL-FBI. That's 1-800-CALL-FBI. Wrapping up Sports Talk, we'll be back tomorrow, though, folks. A full boat, 4 to 8. Me, Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long, for all of them. Have a great night, folks, and go Pels. See you later.